I killed a little boy today. Held my hands around his throat. Felt his blood pump hard against my thumbs. He wriggled and kicked. And one of his knees caught me in the belly. A sharp lasso of pain. I roared. I squeezed. Sweat made it slippy between our skins, but I didn't let go. Pressed and pressed until my nails were white. It was easier than I thought it would be. Didn't take long for him to stop kicking. When his face was the colour of milk jelly, I sat back on my heels and shook my hands. They'd seized up. I put them on my own neck, above the place where the twin doorknob bones stuck out. Blood pumped hard against my thumbs. I am here. I am here. I am here. I went to knock for Linda afterwards, because it was hours before tea. We walked to the top of the hill and turned ourselves upside down against the handstand wall, gritting our palms with smoke ends and sparkles of glass. Our dresses fell over our faces. The wind blew cool on our legs. A woman ran past us. Donna's mammy ran past with her fat breasts bumping up and down. Linda pushed herself off the wall to stand beside me, and we watched Donna's mammy run down the street together. She was making noises that sounded like cat howls. They ripped up the quiet of the afternoon.
"What's she crying for?"
asked Linda.
"Don't know,"
I said. I knew. Donna's mammy disappeared round the corner at the end of the street, and we heard faraway gasps. When she came back, there was a lump of mammies around her, all of them hurrying, brown shoes slapping the road in a thrum, thrum, thrum beat. Michael was with them, but he couldn't keep up. By the time they passed us, he was hanging a long way behind, panting in a crackling shudder, and his mammy tugged his hand and he fell. We saw the raspberry ripple splash of blood, heard the yowl slice through the air. His mammy hauled him up and clamped him on a hip. She kept on running, running, running. When the mammies were just past us, so we were looking at a herd of cardigan backs and wide jiggling bottoms, I pulled Linda's arm and we followed. At the end of the road, we saw Richard coming out of the shop with a toffee chew in one hand and Paula in the other. He saw us running with the mammies and he followed. Paula didn't like Richard pulling her. Started grizzling. So Linda picked her up and clutched her round the middle. Her legs were striped where her fat folded in on itself. They hung out of a swollen nappy that dropped lower and lower with every step. We heard the crowd before we saw it. A rumbling blanket of sighs and swears, wrinkled by women crying. Girls crying. Babies crying. Round the corner, and there it was. A cloud of people standing around the blue house. Linda wasn't next to me anymore because Paula's nappy had fallen off at the end of Copley Street, and she'd stopped to try to put it back on her. I didn't wait. I ran forward, away from the lump of twittering mammies, into the cloud. When I got to the middle, I had to squat down small and wind between the hot bodies. And when there were no more bodies to wind through, I saw it. The great big man standing in the doorway, the little dead boy in his arms. A noise came from the back of the crowd, and I looked on the ground for a fox, because it was the noise a fox makes when a thorn gets stuck in its paw, the noise of something's insides coming out through its mouth. Then the cloud was breaking, disintegrating. People falling into one another. I got pushed over, and I watched through legs as Stephen's mammy went to the man at the door. Her insides were coming out of her mouth in a howl. She took Stephen from him, and the howl turned to words.